Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, March 3rd. Happy Missions Monday. I'm reading from the New King James Version this week, and we have two readings in Proverbs today. So I'm going to read from Proverbs chapter 3 today, which usually is our third passage. And then I'm going to read from Proverbs chapter 4. Remember, we're going through the life of Solomon, and Solomon wrote many Proverbs. And so we're going to read from the Proverbs today twice. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 21 and 22 say this, "My son, let them not depart from your eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion, so they will be life to your soul and grace to your neck." And then let's move over to chapter 4 and read verses 20 through 27. "My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth, and put perverse lips far from you. Let your eyes look straight ahead, and your eyelids look right before you. Ponder the path of your feet, and let all your ways be established. Do not turn to the right or to the left. Remove your foot from evil." Let's look back at verse 21. It's talking about wisdom and knowledge. It says, "Do not let them depart from your eyes." Or as another version says, "Don't let wisdom out of your sight." It reminds me of a parent who is diligent to watch their child in a situation that might be precarious. We have to have the same mindset as we seek God's wisdom when we're going through the world. We need to look for Him to speak in His Word and through His Holy Spirit as we go through our day. Because, as it says in verse 22, these things, sound judgment and discretion, are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. Our gospel reading today is Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 through the end of the chapter, which is verse 35. This is the parable of the unforgiving servant. "Then Peter came to him and said, 'Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to 7 times? Jesus said to him, "I do not say to you up to 7 times, but up to 70 times 7. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. And when he had begun to settle accounts, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. But as he was not able to pay, his master commanded that he be sold with his wife and his children and all that he had, and that payment be made. The servant therefore fell down before him, saying, 'Master, have patience with me, and I will pay you all.' Then the master of that servant was moved with compassion, released him, and forgave him the debt. But that servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii, and he laid hands on him, and he took him by the throat, saying, 'Pay me what you owe.' So his fellow servant fell down at his feet and begged him, saying, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you all.' And he would not, but went and threw him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servant saw what had been done, they were very grieved and came and told their master all that had been done. Then his master, after he had called him, said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you all the debt because you begged me. Should you not also have had compassion on your fellow servant, just as I had pity on you?' And his master was angry and delivered him to the torturers until he should pay all that was due to him. So my heavenly Father also will do to you if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. God wants us to look like him, to take on his likeness. And here in this parable, the servant who was forgiven goes out and he does not forgive in the like manner. And scripture tells us that we as believers should forgive as we have been forgiven. And so let us remember today that God is rich in mercy and grace toward us. And he calls us to be rich in mercy and grace toward the world around us. It is Missions Monday, and this week we are focusing in on the Alabama Baptist Children's Home. And I have to tell you that I went out to YouTube and I looked up Alabama Baptist Children's Home, and they have a video there that it has impacted me today. It was about the life of a servant who welcomed children into her home, and the cyclical nature often of the foster home, but the rewarding nature of it. If you have 5 minutes, I encourage you to go and to find that listing on YouTube. It brings to home what we are praying for. We're praying for parents to have energy and resolve and to be conduits of the Lord's love and grace. And we're praying for the heart of a Savior who adopts us. And we're praying that the Lord would give us wisdom as a church on how we can support this ministry and individual wisdom on how we can be the hands and feet of Christ. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for your word. We need your wisdom and sound judgment. Help us to not let them out of our sight. Lord, help us to be a people who forgive as you have forgiven. We lift our hearts to you and we lift to you the ministry of the Alabama Baptist Children's Home. We ask that you bless and keep the workers there and all of the families who are fostering children who need an extra special touch, a view of your love and grace in their lives. Give these families sustenance, provision, favor, and the fortitude that they need in difficult situations. And help us as a church to be open. Help us as individuals to ask, how can we be involved in this good ministry? And ultimately, Lord, as a church, how can we come alongside the Alabama Baptist Children's Home to support them? Lord, we love you. We pray all of this in Christ's name. And we thank you for a wonderful day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.